Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out the poll question right out there on the homepage on the right. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Chuck Cadillac is with us, folks. Charles W. Cadillac, the author of Dow 100,000 Factor Fiction. And we're talking about gold. Last week was the 40th anniversary, Chuck, as you pointed out in a column you wrote, that of the ignominious decision by, I'm sort of quoting Mr. Cadillac here, folks, when President Nixon, in an evening address, kind of just sort of quietly took America off the gold standard, which we had been on for how many years up to that point?
Well, we've been on that gold standard, the Bretton Woods, since 1944. Some argue that FDR took us off the gold standard, which he did. He suspended it for several years during the Great Depression and devalued the dollar after confiscating everybody's gold.
Yeah.
He then devalued the dollar.
Yeah, it became illegal to hold gold as a citizen, didn't it, in the 30s?
That's what FDR made it a crime. A crime. You could go to jail. For owning gold.
That's ridiculous.
Of course, everyone to turn their gold in, and then he had $20 an ounce, and then he devalued the dollar to $35 an ounce.
Huh.
And people wonder why the Great Depression was the Great Depression.
Right. And so then it went, then did we recover, and did we go back on the gold standard at that point?
The allure of the gold standard, and by allure, I don't mean... I mean that it worked so extraordinarily well for 200 years under the British that even before the end of World War II, the leaders of Europe and the United States got together in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, hence the name the Bretton Woods Agreement, and formulated a new gold standard for the post-World War II era.
Mm-hmm.
And it was based on the dollar. The United States made a solemn promise that the dollar would be worth 1/35 of an ounce of gold. And then everybody else had a promise that their currencies would be worth a fixed amount of dollars. However, American citizens cannot own gold, nor could they exchange dollars for gold. Only foreign central banks could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign individuals could own gold, but only foreign central banks could come to the United States government and present dollars for gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked actually extraordinarily well. Flawed as it was, it worked extraordinarily well for 21 years. During that 21 years, growth averaged, for example, 4% a year. And since it's averaged less than 3% a year now, 1% a year may not seem like a lot, but over 40 years, it's a mind-boggling difference.
Yeah.
Jim,
the difference between 3 and 4 is gravy. Folks, between 2 and 3, that's just getting back to sustainability. When you go from 3% to 4% growth, that's gravy on top of your mashed potatoes right there.
That means rising standards of living, rising employment,
yeah,
falling unemployment. It means over 40 years that our economy today would be 50% larger, and the average income would be 50% higher,
right,
about $70,000 a year instead of $50,000 a year, and the tax base would be 50% bigger, which means we wouldn't be in anywhere near the kind of financial straits we are now in terms of maintaining our promises to those on Medicare and Social Security.
In 71, Nixon took us officially off the gold standard,
yeah,
and you think that between then and now, which we've had, this would be the sixth recession, I guess, since then. In 40 years, we've had...
Yeah, it was a colossal error. I forget the number of recessions, but I can tell you
six.
Six. And here's the thing. Nixon promised, and he, by the way, this was conventional wisdom of his day, and unfortunately, it's still the conventional wisdom of our day, which is that able-bodied men and women at the Fed could manipulate the value and quantity of our paper dollar such that we could have a higher level of growth, lower levels of unemployment. And by the way, we could devalue the dollar without having inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And all those promises have been broken. Let's just, unemployment averaged less than 5% a year during the 40s and 50s and 60s. Never got above 7% in a year on average.
Mm-hmm.
Above 7. Since we went off gold, unemployment rates have averaged more than 6, and we've had, you know, 3 severe recessions. The 73-4 recession, the 81-2
right.
recession. Now, the current one, where unemployment rates were well over 8%, and for the last 2 years, our unemployment rates have been over 8.8%. So,
how would going back on the gold standard
fail?
How would we go back on the? How would we actually? How would we benefit from going back on the gold standard right now?
Well, it would simply answer this question: what is the dollar's worth? And instead of having to discover that every day when we get up. By going to the store and finding out what someone will
pick up for it. Or praying that the right people would be appointed to the Fed to do the job.
Right, yeah. Or how do you save for your retirement or for your kids' education? You have no idea what it's going to cost in 5 years or 10 or 20 years. So because what we're going to do here is not fix the price of gold. That's the misconception. We're going to actually fix the value of the dollar by making it as good as gold. And when you make the dollar as good as gold, you give the dollar the same constant purchasing power over longer periods of time that gold has demonstrated for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you do it. And that's the only reason you do it. Right?
Well, Chuck,
because
gold
happens to have that feature.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, and I've got a few questions for Chuck about this after these messages. Chuck, give us your website again, please.
Well, the place to my best website is Forbes.com right now. You can find me under the economic at Forbes.com.
Right.
And the Community Liberty website is communityofliberty.org.
All right, so check it out, folks. 10 till. Right back with Charles W. Cadillac after these messages. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.